The Fable of Why Essie's Tall Friend Got the Fresh Air by George Ade. The owner of a furnishing store gave employment to a boy with dreamy eyes who took care of his nails and used scented soap and carried a pocket looking glass. It was his delight to stand in the doorway and watch the girls all color up when they caught sight of him. He was said to be a divine waltzer. At these balls it cost the gents 50 cents each, and the ladies get in free. There was a girl named Essie who was hanging around the front of the store about half of the time, waiting to get a chance to speak to Bert. She chewed gum and kept her sailor hat pulled down to her eyebrows, and had her name worked out in wire and used it as a breastpin. After she'd waited an hour or so, and he had broken away long enough to take her aside, she would want to know what it was that Nat had said about her, or else she would ask why he had not answered her note. It was always just about as momentous as that. If Essie did not come, she sent someone with a message, and sometimes other floor managers with red neckties and forelocks would come in to see about the arrangements for the next grand hop by the Eucalyptus Pleasure Club. Bert was so engrossed with his love affairs and the Pleasure Club and the bundle of correspondence that he carried with him that he had little time for furnishing goods. It used to annoy him considerably when anyone came in and wanted to spend money. He would set out the goods in a manner that showed it to be something of a come-down for him to be compelled to wait on outsiders. While the customers would be asking questions, Bert would be working the flexible neck to see if Essie was still waiting for him. Sometimes, when there was a rush, he would get real cross, and if people did not buy in a hurry, he would slam the boxes around and be lippy and give them the eye. Yet he wondered why he did not get a raise in salary. During the holiday seasons, when the Eucalyptus Pleasure Club was simply in a delirium of all-night dances and fried oyster suppers, and when Essie had worn a path in the snow coming down to tell Bert not to forget, the proprietor decided that the boy's job was interfering with his gaiety. So when Bert came to get his envelope, the furnisher told him he needed more outdoor life and exercise, and he'd better find it by moving around town and looking for another job.